课堂听 class.com。
Text 2. Over the past century, all kinds of unfairness and discrimination have been condemned or made illegal. But one insidious form continues to thrive: alphabetism. This, for those as yet unaware of such a disadvantage, refers to discrimination against those whose surnames begin with a letter in the lower half of the alphabet. It has long been known that a taxi firm called AAAA Cars has a big advantage over Zodiac Cars when consumers thumb through their phone directories. Less well known is the advantage that Adam Abbott has in life over Zoe Zisman. English names are fairly evenly spread between the halves of the alphabet, yet a suspiciously large number of top people have surnames beginning with letters between A and K. Thus, the American president and vice president have surnames starting with B and C, respectively, and 26 of George Bush's predecessors, including his father, had surnames in the first half of the alphabet, against just 16 in the second half. Even more striking, 6 of the 7 heads of government of the G7 rich countries are alphabetically advantaged: Berlusconi, Blair, Bush, Chirac, Cretan, and Koizumi. The world's 3 top central bankers, Greenspan, Duisenberg, and Hayami, are all close to the top of the alphabet, even if one of them really uses Japanese characters. As are the world's 5 richest men: Gates, Buffett, Allen, Ellison, and Albrecht. Can this merely be coincidence? One theory, dreamt up in all the spare time enjoyed by the alphabetically disadvantaged, is that the rot sets in early. At the start of the first year in infant school, teachers seat pupils alphabetically from the front to make it easier to remember their names. So, short-sighted Zisman, Jr. gets stuck in the back row and is rarely asked the improving questions posed by those insensitive teachers. At the time, the alphabetically disadvantaged may think they have had a lucky escape, yet the result may be worse qualifications, because they get less individual attention, as well as less confidence in speaking publicly. The humiliation continues. At university graduation ceremonies, the ABCs proudly get their awards first. By the time they reach the Zismans, most people are literally having a Z. Shortlists for job interviews, election ballot papers, lists of conference speakers and attendees all tend to be drawn up alphabetically, and their recipients lose interests as they plow through them.